And indeed, we have given you from us a reminder, that is the Quran, the greatest book that was revealed for the reformation and the guide of the guidance of mankind. Like Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes, أنزل أشرف الكتب بأشرف اللغات على أشرف الرسل بصفارة أشرف الملائكة وكان ذلك في أشرف شهور السنة. That Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says, the greatest book was revealed on the greatest being via the greatest angel, that is Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Wa kana dhalika fi ashrafi biqa'il ardi. And revelation took place on the most blessed piece of land, and that is Makkah Mukarrama. And revelation commenced in the most blessed month of the year, and that is the month of Ramadan. Fakamula min kulli al-wujuh. A person has to come to the conclusion that the Quran has been perfected from every angle. That is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Man a'rada anhu fa innahu yahmilu yawm al-qiyamati wizra. Whosoever will turn away from this Quran, who will ignore the laws of this Quran, who will not live a life according to the divine commandments and the injunctions of this Quran, or as Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has also stated, who will search for guidance in any book other than the Quran, فَإِنَّهُ يَحْمِلُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وِزْرًا. Verily on the day of Qiyamah, he will bear and carry. حَمَلَ يَحْمِلُ means to carry. He will bear a very heavy burden of sins on the day of Qiyamah. خَالِدِينَ فِيهِ. And they will be made to stay in Jahannam forever and ever. The kuffar who transgressed and who did not accept, كذب بالقرآن, but rather denied the verses of the Quran, and they made foolish complaints. What they used to say, إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين اكتتبها فهي تملى عليه بكرة وأصيلا. That this is man-made and this is prepared by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions, and then he reads it to us claiming that it has been revealed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَخَالِدِينَ فِيهِ. Allah says, because of this they will remain in Jahannam forever and ever. وَسَاءَ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ قِيَامَتِ حِمْلًا. And evil indeed is the load that they will carry on the day of Qiyamah. When is this day of Qiyamah? When this is going to happen, when they will have to carry. لَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No person will carry the burden of anyone else. وَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. A person will be rewarded according to his good, and he will be punished according to his evil. Each man will be carrying his own burden, and will be carrying his own load of guna and evil and vice on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ زُرْقًا. That day when the trumpet will be blown, referring to the second time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, when the trumpet will be blown. And what reference to Tirmizi Sharif, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كَيْفَ أَنْعُمْ. How can I sit and enjoy the comfort and the luxury of this dunya? Where is Israfil alayhi salatu wa salam? Has placed the trumpet in his mouth, وَأَصْغَى سَمْعَهُ, and he has stretched an attentive ear to Allah, waiting that Allah commands him and gives him the divine command to blow the trumpet. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, when Allah will command him, and then he will blow the trumpet. The words of the Quran are, فَصَعِقَ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَن شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Then Allah says, everyone will die instantly. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the light of the sun will be taken away. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ, when the stars will fall. And another place of the Quran, in the next surah, Allah Pak makes mention, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ, when the stars will fall and scatter into bits and pieces. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, and when the oceans will be converted into fire. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, and when the soul will be united with the body. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ, and when that innocent girl was buried alive will be given life, and she will be brought to life, and she will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, on which grounds were you innocently killed. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, and when the nami amal of each person will be placed. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. Those that will be given the book of deeds in their right, then they will be walking around boasting and bragging, rejoicing and expressing happiness that today we have been given our Nami Amal, happy that the decision of joy has been made. Musfira, their faces will be radiant, their faces mustabshira, bright and happy. Allah Pak makes mention, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمَةٌ لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةٌ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٌ لَا تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا لَاغِيَةٌ. There will be those faces that will be bright, which will be radiating light, that لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةٌ, pleased based on the effort that it has made. Udkhulu al-jannat al-lati, enter into jannat, that for which you had made this effort. And on the contrary, on the reverse, there will be those people, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ, who will be given his Nami Amal in his left hand. Allah protect us. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ, who will be given his book of deeds behind his back. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا, he will ask for death and destruction. Allah will say, لَا تَدْعُو الْيَوْمَ ثُبُورًا وَاحِدًا وَدْعُو ثُبُورًا كَثِيرًا. You can ask for death 1,000 times, you can ask hundreds of times. La yuqda alayhim fayamutu, there is no question of death. Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar, when the trumpet will be blown and everybody will die instantly, illa, with the exception of whom Allah, man sha Allah, with the exception of those that Allah Pak wants, that refers to those angels that are holding the throne of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This entire dunya will be destroyed, as we will be discussing in the forthcoming ayat. And then Allah Pak will ask Malakul Maut, man baqiya min khalqi, O Malakul Maut, who is remaining still from my creation? Malakul Maut will say, O Allah, it is Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, and of course I, O Allah. Allah Pak will then give death to the various malaika, and then it will only be Israel alayhi salatu was salam that will be left. Allah will ask him, O Malakul Maut, man baqiya min khalqi, who is left, O Allah? Malakul Maut will answer, O Allah, anta al-hayyu alladhi la tamut, you are that being that death will never overcome you, O Allah. Wa baqiya abduka al-dha'ib, and it is your weak servant, indicating that, O Allah, me, that is Israel, the angel of death, I am left, O Allah. Allah will tell him, O Malakul Maut, don't you know that I have said, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, every soul will taste death, and you are also from amongst my creation. Allah Pak will then command Malakul Maut to take out and remove his own soul. It comes in the hadith, Malakul Maut will come to a point between Jannat and Jahannam, and then he will remove his own soul. And when he will remove his soul, he will scream so loud, لو كان الخلق كلهم أحيا لماتوا من صيحته. If the entire creation was alive, on the scream of Malakul Maut, everyone would have died instantly. There will be nobody left. It will be only Allah, His grandeur, His might, His kamal and His jamal. Allah then Himself will ask, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, to whom does kingdom belong today? Then Allah will say, أَيْنَ الْمُلُوكُ وَأَيْنَ أَبْنَاءُ الْمُلُوكُ أَيْنَ الْجَبَابِرَةُ وَأَيْنَ أَبْنَاءُ الْجَبَابِرَةُ أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ خَيْرِي وَيَعْبُدُونَ غَيْرِي. Where are the kings of this dunya? Where are the rulers of this dunya? Where are the emperors? Where are the presidents of this dunya? Where are those people that used to say, أَنَا رَبُّ, I am Allah? Where are those people that used to boast and brag on their kingdom and their empire? أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. That Pharaoh which we have been discussing in the previous lessons, who was boasting and bragging over the empire of Egypt, where is he? Where are those people that used to eat my food, drink my water, and prostrate before someone other than me? There will be pin drop silence. Then Allah Himself will answer, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ, kingdom belongs to one powerful Allah, Maliki Yawmiddin, the owner of the day of judgment. Respected listeners, it comes in the hadith, for 40 years this condition will remain. Only Allah and the grandeur of Allah. Thereafter Allah Pak will give life to Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam. And once again he will blow the trumpet. وَنُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Allah says, suddenly everyone will be standing up. وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ زُرْقًا. That day when we will resurrect مُجْرِمِين, the transgressors. زُرْقَى actually is the plural of the word أَزْرَق. The literal translation of زُرْقَى means blue. Here it means the eye. The eyeballs will be overturned because of the supreme horror and the severity of the day of Qiyamah. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ كَأَنَّهُمْ صِرَاعًا. They will be standing up from their graves. Allah Pak makes mention, some will be standing up and saying, يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, hi, who woke us up from our grave? And there will be those fortunate, lucky souls. Allah make us amongst them. Ameen. Who will be saying, هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون. تعلمون. This is the day that the prophet spoke about, and Allah has spoken the truth, and this is the day that we were waiting for. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إنكم محشورون يوم القيامة حفاة عراة غرلا. You will stand up on the day of قيامت كما ولدتهم أمهاتهم, as Allah, as your mothers gave birth to you, standing up in the condition totally naked and uncircumcised. Aisha رضي الله عنها says, وَاسَوْأَتَا. What form of disgrace is this, O Nabi of Allah? Will it mean that we will be looking at our neighbor's satr? Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, the severity will be so much, you won't have time to look at your own body, never mind at the satr of anyone else. People will be standing up in this condition. The kuffar in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَقَالُوا أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا قُلْ كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا. And what did they say? أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا, when we will become bones, وَرُفَاتًا, and will be scattered into pieces, أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا, will we be given life again? Allah makes mention of Aas bin Wa'il. He comes to Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم. He comes and he puts those bones that were decomposed, and he places it in front of Nabi عليه السلام, which was بالكل بوسيدا. Who is going to give life to these bones? Are you claiming to say when we will be in the soil and will be in bits and pieces, then once again life will be given to us? أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه. Is man under the impression that we cannot gather and assemble his bones? Let it be known to him, bala qadirina ala an nusawwiya banana. We have the ability, the strength, the might, and the talent. Never mind his bones, but we will gather his fingertips. And in this verse of the Quran, Allah says, قُلْ كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا. Never mind that. You take the form of stone, take the form of steel. أَوْ خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ. Allahu Akbar. Or take the form of any creation or any form from which you feel that life cannot be restored to you. Go away into the ocean and die into the ocean, or be eaten up by any animal. Become the form, or take the form of any creation from which you in your foolish understanding feel that life cannot be restored to you. And then فَسَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا. They will tell you, O Nabi of Allah, who will create us again? Why? Because they used to say, إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. This is the dunya. Enjoy the luxuries of this dunya. Enjoy the pleasures of this dunya. There is nothing like death, and there is nothing like reckoning. There is nothing like hisab. The ones that died, they went, and that's the end of it. مَنْ لَتُ كَرْكَ دَيْكَ نَوْ مَنْ لَتُ مَرْكَ دَيْكَ. Allah has given us the opportunity, let us value it. If you don't value it, you'll have to die and see it, but that time it will be too late. Allahu Akbar. So in this condition, they will stand up from their graves, and then they will ask you, مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا, who is going to give us life? قُلِ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Tell them, O Nabi of Allah, that Allah who had created you the first time, he will restore that life to you. فَسَيُنْغِذُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ. يُنْغِذُونَ أَنْغَذَ يُنْغِذُ إِنْغَاذ. يُحَرِّكُونَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ إِسْتِهْزَاءً. The Mufassirin, right? They will nod their heads in a mocking manner, and they will say, مَتَاهُ, when is this day of Qiyamah? قُلْ عَسَى أَنْ يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا. Tell them that day to dawn upon them very close. Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu anhu used to say, innakum taquluna yawm al-qiyama yawm al-qiyama. You are saying qiyamat qiyamat qiyamat, man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. Don't wait for that final hour. The day your eyes close, your qiyamat has commenced. That day when you will be stand up, fatastaj yawma yad'ukum, when Allah will announce and call you, fatastajibuna bihamdihi wa tadhunnuna in labithtum illa qalila. You will respond to the message of Allah, and at that crucial juncture you will feel that you stayed in this dunya for a very limited time. And this is exactly what Allah Pak makes mention in these ayat kareema. يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا عَشْرًا. التَخَافُتُ آپس میں پوشیدہ بات چیت کرنا. تخافت means to speak or to whisper amongst yourself. As they will be standing up, Allah protect us, respected listeners. الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّتُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ. Those that will consume haram and that will be involved in interest, on that day when people will be standing up from their graves, billions of people standing up from thousands of cemeteries, Allahu Akbar, those that will consume haram and eat interest, they will stand up insane. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. الربا. Allah says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُو عِندَ اللَّهِ. If you are giving interest to multiply your wealth, to increase your wealth, Allah says, let it be known to you, as far as I am concerned, it does not increase your wealth. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. And that wealth that you are discharging your zakat, which outwardly is decreasing your wealth, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. These are those people whose reward will be double, whose wealth will be double. Mawlana Shabir Ahmed Usmani, rahimahumullah, rahmatan wasi'a, nawarallahu marqadahu, wabarradallahu madja'ahu, warafa'allahu darajatahu. Allah be pleased with him and Allah elevate his stages in Jannah. Commentating on this verse, gives such a beautiful example. He says, where you feel your wealth increasing is like a person who is blowing up, but who has some sickness because of some form of tablet that he is taking. He is blowing up, but this blowing of his is not healthy. It is unhealthy. It is fat. It is detrimental to his health. So although outwardly your wealth is increasing, it is blowing up, but it is harmful for you. On the reverse and contrary to that person is a person who has been treated by a doctor, who perhaps is given a laxative, and he has constant diarrhea. His stomach and his system has been clean. He's losing weight. He's becoming thin. His wealth has been decreased. However, this is a form of purification. That zakat that you are taking out is lessening your money outwardly, is weakening your strength outwardly, but it is purifying you. Just like when you took that laxative and it is cleaning your system and it is making you thin, however, it is purifying you. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ أَثِيمٍ. Allah Pak multiplies sadaqat and Allah Pak destroys the wealth that is earned through haram sources. That is why Allah says, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Woe to those that cheat in their businesses. Don't they think that day is to dawn upon them when they have to stand before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So Allah says, when they will be standing up, فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ. Everyone will be praising Allah at that time. When Allah, before Allah created us, everyone praised Him. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. When Allah said, I am not your Lord, everyone said, Bala. On the day of Qiyamah, everyone will praise Allah. The time is, and the test is in this dunya, who is praising Allah? يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا They will discuss among themselves and they will say that you did not stay in this dunya but for 10 days. Then Allah says, نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ إِذْ يَقُولُ أَمْثَلُهُمْ طَرِيقَةً إِنْ لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا يَوْمًا. When someone else among them will say, no, أَمْثَلُهُمْ طَرِيقَةً, the one with the greatest knowledge and wisdom, إِلْ لَبِثْتُمْ إِنْ نَافِيَا, you did not stay in this dunya but for one day. And let's bring another verse of the Quran also here. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. When they will see the day of Qiyamah, they will say, we did not stay in this dunya but for morning or afternoon, or afternoon and evening. And let's bring in another ayat of the Quran. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةً كَذَلِكَ كَانُوا يُؤْفَكُونَ. We stayed in this dunya for few seconds and nothing else. It will be told to them, but is it not that you said, is it not that you mentioned in this dunya, أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ. That death will never overtake us. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ لَا يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَمُوتُ. You used to say that Allah will never give life to anyone. بَلَا, without doubt, وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا, it is the promise of Allah. In this manner, respected listeners, billions of people will be standing up from their graves. Some will be lucky, some will be saying, Ya waylata, some will be regretting, some will be remorsing, some will be rejoicing. Allah make us amongst those that will be rejoicing. They will be walking in this condition. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٌ فَيَنْدُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ وَيَنْدُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ وَيَنْدُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِهِ فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمَرَةٍ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ بِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. The blazing fire of Jahannam تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. They will be advancing towards Jahannam. When you make mention to the kuffar of the day of Qiyamah, then, oh my Habib, they ask you, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا. They ask you about the mountains. What will happen to this enormous creation of Allah, this huge creation of Allah? نَسَفَ يَنْسِفُ, passed in the previous lesson. Tell them that my Allah Pak will blast it and cause it to scatter into bits and pieces and into particles of dust. وترى الجبال تحسبها جامدة وهي تمر مر السحاب. You will find it moving like clouds. Allahu Akbar. يوم يجعل الولدان شيبا. That day which will make the young into old. ترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى. You will see that people are intoxicated, but rather it is the severity of the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar, Allah Pak makes mention, Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah, Wama Adraka Mal-Qari'ah, Al-Haqqah, Mal-Haqqah, Wama Adraka Mal-Haqqah, Al-Waqi'atu, Mal-Waqi'atu, Wama Adraka Mal-Waqi'ah. That blasting sound which will burst your eardrums, which will bust your hearts, and everyone will die. Can we imagine that pain? Faza'ul Akbaru, the supreme horror of the day of Qiyamah. Allah Pak makes mention, tell them, O Nabi of Allah, يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. Never mind the mountains, we will wrap up the skies as you wrap up paper. كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كَمَا بَدَعْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ. And furthermore, tell them, فَيَذَرُهَا قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا. Allah will leave this dunya. قَاعًا means chachyal medan, a barren land, the plural of which is قِيعًا. صَفْصَفَا, Ibn Kathir writes, تَأْكِيدٌ, it is to emphasize that this dunya will be leveled totally. لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا. There will be no crookedness, there will be no curve, there will be no slope. لا انخفاض ولا ارتفاع. Totally level. Allah Pak makes mention in Surah Kahf in the first page, إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا. We have placed on this dunya, on this earth, whatever is on it, to adorn and to beautify. However, the day is to come. Inna ja'iluna ma 'alayha su'idan juruza. Juruza actually means to cut out everything. So because everything will be removed. Yawma tubaddalu al-ardu ghayra al-ardi was-samawati wa barazu lillahi al-wahid al-qahhar. When this land will be changed into a different land, it will be absolutely different. There will be nothing, no river, no lake, no mountain, no building, nothing. Totally level. Billions standing up from the thousands of cemeteries, walking towards the clear, walking towards Medani Hashar, where Hisab is going to commence. And Allah Pak says, that day when the announcer will announce, يَوْمَئِذِي يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا عِوَجَ لَهُ وَخَشَاعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. That day when people will strictly abide to the voice of the announcer of Allah, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ مِنْكُمْ لَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. When the announcer will announce, the Quran says, لَا عِوَجَ لَهُ. There will be no crookedness in his invitation. His one message will reach everyone. أَيَّتُهَا الْعِظَامُ الْبَالِيَةُ. Oh, those decomposed bones and those scattered pieces of flesh resting in the cemeteries of the entire dunya. قُومِي. Stand up for the day to speak before Allah, to answer before Allah. No person will have any opportunity of escaping or hiding or avoiding or concealing or diverting or averting. لا تخفى منكم خافية. No one can avoid. When we are reminded and the invite of Allah knocks our door, we ignore it. But that day no one can ignore. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا عِوَجَ لَهُ. الله أكبر. Oh Allah, you give us the ability to prepare for this day. Oh Allah, you make us amongst those who keep Qiyamah before us. Oh Allah, protect us. Oh Allah, make us amongst those fortunate people that your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَهُولُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ وَلَا يَنَالُهُمُ الْحِسَابُ هُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيبٍ مِّن مِسْكٍ حَتَّى يُفْرَغَ مِنْ حِسَابِ الْخَلْقِ رَجُلٌ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَأَمَّ بِهِ قَوْمًا وَهُمْ بِهِ رَاضُونَ وَدَاعٍ يَدْعُو إِلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَعَبْدٌ أَحْسَنَ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّهِ وفي ما بينه وبين موالي. In this confusion, in this pain, in this agony, in this total confusion, when people will be running from pillar to post and people will be totally confused, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says three people will be exempted. Number one, rajulun qara al-Quran, that person who has memorized the Quran, preserved the Quran, understood the Quran, implemented the injunctions of the Quran, and then led the congregation in salah in such a way that the congregation were pleased with him, preserving the words of the Quran. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, لو أن أهل العلم صانوا علمهم وبذلوه لأهله لسادوا به أهل زمانهم ولكنهم بذلوه لأهل الدنيا لينالوا من دنياهم. If the people of deen will preserve the knowledge of deen, Allah Pak will make them govern over the hearts of humanity. Those that will preserve the Quran, protect the Quran, and then lead the congregation in salah, such a man will be protected. هم على كثيب من مسك حتى يفرغ من حساب الخلق. The second person is that person who invites towards Allah Pak five times a day. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting with his sahaba, he lifts his hands and he makes dua. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'adhinin, Allahumma ghafir lil mu'adhinin, Allahumma ghafir lil mu'adhinin. Oh Allah, pardon the muazzins of my ummah. Oh Allah, pardon the muazzins of my ummah. Oh Allah, pardon the muazzins of my ummah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, taraktana ya Rasulallah wa nahnu najtalidu ala al-adhani bis suyuf. Oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have left behind such a virtue for azan. It looks like after your demise, wallah, we will draw swords and we will fight one another to give azan. Because any any person who will give azan will become deserving of the dua of forgiveness on the tongue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, O Nabi of Allah, such a virtue is going to cause war among us. Usib al muadhinu yawm al qadisiyya. With reference to Hayatul Sahaba, Malana Abu Muhammad Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi has quoted this hadith. I stand for correction with reference to Ghaliban Kanzul Ummal. But this has been recorded in Hayatul Sahaba. Usiba al-Mu'adhinu yawm al-Qadisiyya. The Mu'adhin was martyred in the battle of Qadisiyya. Sahaba Ikram were not ready to give this virtue of calling towards Allah to anyone. They had to draw lots. And finally the Sahabi whose name came out, he was nominated and elected to call towards Allah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Kalla ya Umar, Kalla ya Umar, never, O Umar, you won't be fighting with your swords. Ya'ti ala al-Nasi zamanun, yatrukuna al-Adana ala tu'afaihim, wa tilka luhumun harramahu Allahu ala Nar. Now, O Umar, a time is to dawn upon the human nation, a time is to come upon my ummah, where a person, wallah, will find it below his dignity to invite towards Allah. Yes, it is my pride to take the wedding card and go and invite everyone. Mari poirini sadiche, ne maro poirono sadiche, uni jawa to kon jahe, nai un jawa, I will make the cards and I'll go. It's my honor, it's my pride, it's my respect, it's my word. However, inviting towards functions and occasions will become your joy. But this ummati will find it below his dignity to invite towards Allah. Wallah, when this day will come, respected listeners, as it is dawn upon us. Wa idha dhakarta rabbaka fil qur'ani wahdahu wallaw ala adbarihim nufura. When never mind speaking towards Allah or inviting towards Allah, the time has come where today people haven't got time to hear the name of Allah. These people will be exempted from the supreme horror. Allah make us amongst them. Allah make our children huffaz and ulama. Allah make them the flag bearers of the kalima la ilaha illallah. And Allah make them a source of our najat and our salvation on the day of Qiyamah. Wa khasha'atil aswat. The Quran says they will be pin drop silence. So what does Allah say? فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسَا فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسَا. You will hear nothing but footsteps. Such a large congregation, billions of people, no screaming, everybody مُهْطِعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَاءٌ. Their eyes will be glued, their eyes will be dazzled at the fire of Jahannam. At a frightening scene, a person becomes speechless, he loses his words, he loses his senses. Everybody's eyes will be glued at the fire of Jahannam. Some will be standing up after thousands of years, some will be standing up after hundreds of years. My Allah says, فَلَا تَسْمَعُوا illa hamsa. You will hear nothing but footsteps. What yul aqdam hamasa yahmisu hamsan. Everybody walking, coming towards Allah, coming to give hisab. Allahu Akbar. Respected listeners, pin drop silence. Let us ponder, let us reflect. We have to answer before someone, or we have to be interviewed by someone for a job. We don't sleep, we become restless. Allah is going to interview us. Who knows our batin and our zahir? How are we going to stand before Allah? Has the thought of answering before Allah also given us a headache or a restless night? If it hasn't given us, then let us change the sense of our direction. Let us have the compass of akhirat. يَوْمَ إِذِ لَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا. No one can speak before anyone. No one can intercede. لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. On that day, no intercession shall avail except for those whom Allah has given permission. That refers to the Anbiya, the Sulaha and the Shuhada. So only those people who Allah gives permission will intercede, and their intercession will be restricted for those people who are رَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا, on whose behalf Allah will be pleased with the intercession. That is the believers. So nobody else will be given a chance. The Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, the famous hadith, the Shafa'at al-Kubra, where the entire creation will go from Nabi to Nabi. Ya Abana ishfa' lana ila Rabbik. Oh Adam, intercede before Allah. Adam alayhi salam will say, wa hal akhrajakum illa khati'atu abikum. I took you out of Jannah, how can I put you back into Jannah? But go to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam will say, as we mentioned, I killed one person. Laysa yahummuni al-yawma illa nafsi. I am worried about myself. Go to Ibrahim Khalilullah. The entire creation will come to Ibrahim Khalilullah. He will say, inni kadhibtu thalatha kadhibat. I spoke three lies, which inshallah I will discuss on some other occasion. I don't have the guts to go and intercede. But go to Isa alayhi salam. They will come to Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam will say, people made me and my mother, Allah, people referred to me and my mother as a deity. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. But rather go to Nabi Ummi. The entire creation will come to Nabi alayhi salam. My Nabi says, Allahu Akbar, in the words of Bukhari, I will come to the throne of Allah. I will fall in sujood and prostration before Allah. For يُفْتَحُ بِمَحَامِدَ عَلَيَّ. My Lord will inspire me with praises, لا أُحْصِيهَ الآن, which I do not know at this juncture. And then I will intercede for the creation. وَاللَّهِ لَا أَرْضَى وَوَاحِدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي فِي النَّارِ. Allah's qasam, I will not rest until every ummati of mine is in Jannat. My respected listeners, it is finally our Nabi that is going to take us out and is going to put us in Jannat. This Nabi's last words were his ummah. On the day of Qiyamah, this is going to be his ummah. Is the demand too high for us to live a life according to the noble teachings of Nabi alayhi salam? May Allah give us the ability of imitating and emulating and reviving every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and giving us the tawfiq to give our life for his deen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Respected listeners, in the previous lesson we concluded with the shafa'at kubra of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention in the following verse of the Quran, عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا, that Allah will raise you on the platform of Mahmood, that is the praised platform, where the entire creation will praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention, when the Anbiya and the Sulaha and the Shuhada will intercede, and by means of their intercession, the transgressors from amongst the believers, Alladhina matu, those who left this dunya while they were committing sins, will be taken out of Jahannam, and the kafir will observe this, and he will witness this. Then he will mention, ma lana min shafi'in, wala sadiqin hamim, falaw anna lana karratan, fanakuna min al-mu'mineen. There is no one to intercede for us. We are the prophets who we believed in, or where are those idols or those deities who we thought will assist us? مَا لَنَا مِن شَافِعِينَ. No one to intercede and no friend to assist us. Rather, friendship will be converted into